The new country, 96.3. Second
date update.
So we just realized you've been on second date update before.
I have. It's been really annoying finding the right person for myself.
Okay, now correct me if I'm wrong. You're kind of new. You're not from here, correct?
No, I'm not. The move, I thought I was going to find the love of my life, and it just hasn't happened for me.
And what happened the last time you were on second date update?
He thought my voice was too annoying.
That's right. Yes.
Crazy.
Oh, yes. Now we do remember that. We do remember that.
Okay. Well, let's talk about your date with Andrew. First of all, tell us how you met Andrew.
Sure. My mom worked with his mom, and she said, "We have the perfect guy for you." And I thought, great. Like, I don't have to go online. I don't have to do anything.
Okay.
And then we went to go get dinner together. We eat. And I think it's going great because we got through the whole meal. And we go home. And he gives me a nice hug. I got a kiss on the cheek. And then I never heard from him.
All right. But did anything go wrong at dinner?
Not that I remember.
All right. Let's call Andrew, see if we can figure out what's going on and see if we can get to a second date. Okay?
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Hello.
Hi, is this Andrew?
Yes, it is.
Hey, this is the Hawkeye in the Morning Show from New Country 96.3. Can we talk to you on the air for a second?
Yeah, sure.
The reason we're calling you is we have a feature on the show called Second Date Update, and people call us when they had a great first date, but for some reason it didn't progress to a second date, and we got a call about you, Andrew.
Okay.
Do you remember going out with Leanne?
Leanne, yeah, of course. Of course I remember Leanne.
Well, she said you guys had a great date, and then she said she never heard from you again.
Really?
Yes.
Well, is there a reason you never called her back?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think she would be interested in me, to be honest.
Wait, you didn't think she was interested in you?
Well, like, she's right. It was a great date. It was a great first date, but I just, Leanne's very, very attractive. She's very smart, very funny. I've seen the end of this play out before. Like, she's just, I don't have that much to offer, you know? I mean, I'm not a cultured guy. I'm not a real smart guy. And I feel like she's absolutely going to get bored. And I just wanted to cut to the end of it and just move on.
Well, your perception may be a little off because she so enjoyed your company. She contacted us here to see if she can go out with you again.
That's very, very surprising.
In fact, she's on the other line. Can we bring her in on this conversation?
Yes, of course.
Leanne, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I've heard. Please, call me for a second date. Smart, I think you're attractive. I think you're a good-looking guy. You know, you're a guy, I'm a girl. We should go on a second date. Why would I not be interested in you? I went on the first date because I was interested in you.
I don't know. You just seem very very cultured, very, 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 I don't know, I don't even know, sophisticated. I'm not a sophisticated guy.
That is the first time I have ever heard that, and it means the world to me.
Well, yes, I would absolutely, I'm gonna give you a call.
there you go.
Second call.
There you go. You know what? And we'd like to pick up the tab for your second date.
Really?
That's amazing.
We should get lobster. Something that's expensive. They're picking it up.
We weren't really thinking lobster, but we can discuss. So you guys hold on, and we'll get something set up, and you guys will head on a second date, okay?
Okay, thank you very
much.
Sounds great. Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.